with your submission?
Yes, please. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Alan McDonald, ko Naitau Iwi, ko Rupini Hapu, ko Te Ao, Te Moro Hoku. Sit there. Okay. I'd like to combine my submission purely so I don't double up, because it's one and the same. So first, before I start my submission, I'd like to draw your attention to the map on the up there, and it's page 125 within the plan of the Maui Site Lead Program Zone. The program zone plan up there, one of the ladies in this here, Irene Schroeder, is an advisory trustee to our trust. She's also a member of the Maui Landcare Group and Walking Group. We spoke to her about this plan, that they are not part of our land. We did give them the opportunity, but they weren't transparent to us, and so we have denied them the access. So in respect to this plan, and I've just spoken to Bill Smalley, in respect of also this block, they are not part of...
Where's your pointer?
This whole block here, this whole block here is not part of a Maui Landcare Group, and we are not in support of the Maui Landcare Group of doing any pest eradication on our property at all. Okay, and this block over here is not part of it, and I don't believe that these two blocks are here. Okay, we'll discuss this other block later in our submission, but I'm just wondering, before I start my submission, before this panel here, is this a plan from yourselves in the site lead plan, or is this on Maui Landcare Trust plan of what's going on, Abby, please? Because the plan's incorrect to us. In respect of us, the way we look at it, in respect of the amount of...
This is a proposal in the regional pest management plan.
With a Malinke group?
No, it's a... Well, as I understand it, it's a proposal under the regional plan.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Okay. Okay, well, thank you for the opportunity here to make the submission to the Environment Southland. First, I'd like to explain a wee bit who I am. My name's Alan McDonald. I've worked for myself for many years. I was a fisherman for many years, so I know what it's like. We're talking about birds here. Pest eradication. I have had a cyanide license. I have done possuming. Our inshore fishery out there. I have done a full management course with our three Arunangas and others in the sector fishery of sustainability of inshore fishery and management. So I believe that within our skills that we hold between myself and all others as trustees to our trust, we hold the skills to look after our own property without any other trust trying to come over top of us within a plan. So what I'd like to say about who I am is a submission was made yesterday from Guardians of Fiordland, and it was talking about Undaria on the boats. I said I was a fisherman for many years. I processed a lot of kina out of Fiordland and Stewart Island. I passed a law through Parliament, thanks to the late Jim Anderton, where we opened up a commercial fishery in a national park. It was a major, major exercise. But we did it, and it is working well with all the sectors, recreational, Guardians of Fiordland, and us as a commercial fishery. Involved in that was the discussions between all the parties of working together to resolve the issue of Undaria in Fiordland. An agreement was made from us, and I was chairman of that kina association. I made it a national body, where we agreed for the translocation of our sea urchin to fight this Undaria, and it is working. And that's the type of communication and the cooperation that's required to move forward, and I believe that the same thing is required out here in Maui. It is very, very unhealthy. It is affecting our lives. It's affecting the way we live. We are not getting the communication across. It seems to be one eye down a certain few people out there. Personally, I'm sorry to say this, we're actually getting sick of it. We've got cameras coming onto our farm asking where the no cats are, which we don't know nothing about. We've got letters coming to us with no discussion that our land is zoned wildlife zone. With no discussions at all. There was no discussion for this with us. But the wildlife zone was going to alienate us from our land. So what I've done is I apologise for my submission and the way it's written. I'm a very poor handwriter, and I didn't have the time for somebody to write it for me. I'm a fisherman. I was born a fisherman. So what I've done is I've prepared here today a submission to try and get Environment South to understand where we're coming from. So what I've got here is our trust, and who makes up our trust? Okay. Now, I've only given you one trust order here, but there's actually three trust orders here at Maui. Okay. Okay, and this is block 5B. Now, this area here, whole area is made up of a number of blocks and also a balance piece, which originally was Maori land. Okay, so what we've got here, we've got Tony Puyo, Manaya Rehu, Jasmine Fytree, Gail Thompson, Alan McDonald, Corey Norton, Denise Hamilton. We're all owners. Maori land owns us. We don't own it. We're born to it and our children. We talk about Maori freehold land. It's not Maori freehold land. We cannot sell our land without the consent of our children and our grandchildren if we have them. So in respect of the European side of things, if you want to sell the house tomorrow, you can. We can't. We cannot alienate ourselves from it. So, and moving forward, what I've got here is the original sale that allows us to sit in this room today. And I'm going to read this through here. Maui Native Reserve, 182. Murahuku Purchase, Deed 1853. Occupational Reserve, and this is why I'm saying the top here, occupational. This land was set aside for us to occupy. We are being bamboozled with trust people and different organisations trying to alienate us from our land. We want it to stop. It's taken me 12 years to go through the Maryland court to get our land back. Our land has been raped. All of these years it's been raped. And now we're left with the bill and we're standing before you that we are going to get the bill back to clean it up. So I would like to go through this occupational reserve because it is not a wildlife reserve. It is an occupational reserve and our trustee does not allow for the zoning to change. And we must fight it. And Environment Southland, we have came to Environment Southland as a wildlife zone with the CEO here and advised them such that no wildlife zoning could go across our land. That there's any zoning that we must fight it because our trustee states it. This 1,649 acre reserve comprises of coastal land situated 20 kilometres southwest of Invercargill was set aside as part of the Murahuku Purchase in 1853. It was lately slightly extended to incorporate burials on its northern boundary. And I enclose in the back here a copy of that title. The ownership of this reserve was determined in 1868. Then the Native Land Court determined that the ownership of the reserve resided with 28 people. And we are the descendants of those 28 people. And in 1870, the Crown grant was issued to Tony Tupi Patuku and three others as trustees. In 1886, the Native Land Court investigated the title under the provisions of the Native Equitable Owners Act 1886 to determine all those who held a beneficial right to the reserve. In 1886, the reserve was subdivided into eight smaller parcels of land. Ownership of these sections was allocated to the beneficiaries, or they were set aside as general purpose reserves. And this is why we're talking about general purpose. We have lost our land. So if you turn over the next page, there's a map there of this land up here. And what I've highlighted in here is the original deed of sale. And our other reserves. The next page over is the same block of land and what we have left. Now what I've done is I've highlighted across here the Dock Reserve. What I'm standing here today is, 4 months ago, I notified Dock that we own it. And we do own it. It's Maori title. It belongs to us. We're allowing these people to administer it. And while they're administering it, we're losing our land. We're losing our mana in this paperwork here, in these trusts. 4 months ago, we notified Doc, and Doc has not come back to us and told us we do not own it. So we're asking Doc, Environment South and Annette, and this council here in Invercargill to take us seriously. It's taken us 12 years to get our land back. And it is absolutely shocking the state that it's in. So then I'm going to move on to the next one about our land and the state that it is in. I own a number of companies. And I received this letter from Environment Southland. Companies. The reason I called it Te Morohuku Whenua Limited is to what went on out of our land out there. So instead our land's been raped. We've been painted with a black tar brush out there of the state of this land that we're responsible for it, and we're not. Okay? We've faced the worst case of racism out there ever. People have got designs on our land, from farmers to trusts to other people, by the way they look at the state of our land. And we say, no, no, no. So, this letter. The land that it deals with is over at Clifton. European land, and I respect that, and I will abide by this rule. But the principle of the letter is why I'm talking to you about this in respect of Maori. Okay? We hold the biggest statistics of dropouts in schools. We hold the biggest statistics in jails. We're going to hold the biggest statistics with you if you start billing us for our land that we have no return on. We don't have that ability to pay on some of these lands. So we need to be working with you and Doc and the partnership under the treaty principle that you don't bill us like this letter says and put somebody on our land that we can't do it ourselves. Because you've got a list of contractors in here who are going to come and do it to me. So I'm sorry if I'm going on here, but as I say, I've put a picture in here of the Maori trustee and who was the trustee of our land, because that's what happens to us when you bill us and we can't pay it. The government steps in with a Maori trustee, and he is the man that's taken me 12 years to get our land back through the mismanagement of this crowd here, and I'm not going to say some certain people down the end of this road, little Maui. So please look at that letter here. Would you like me to read the letter, or are you quite happy to understand the principle that I'm talking about here in respect to this letter?
Yes.
But I do respect it in the community, the European concept, and myself, the principle of it. Fine, I will respect it for this particular block of land, but please not on Maori land. Okay, now if I just go back to this plan here again, the site bed plan, and I'll just address this issue here. Okay, we own all this area here, and we do have our own goals, like everybody else does, with their farms and businesses and everything, and our aspirations for ourselves, our children and our mokos. So what we've got here is one block here, number two. Number two is the only remaining block that we don't, under our trust, hold the mandate to. The kaitiaki for that block was Ree White Allison, a very elderly man that lived in Palmerston. Before Christmas we went to see him. He gave me the approval to manage this land whilst we sought this issue out of land ownership out of Maui. So we speak on behalf of those people that are not here today in block two. that we're going to have our meeting on the 1st of next month, that we're going to hopefully pass a resolution to include Block 2 into our blocks, so we do hold the mandate for all Māori at all Māui. And by doing that, we are going to apply to the Crown for the return of our reserve out there. And not we're not wanting to deny the people the right to the reserve, but what's happened here, and the Māui Land Care Group, and the division down the end of that road, we're going over the fence and taking this land back. Because if I can point out to you, not only have we given this to Doc to administer, but we were given a great portion of this land here to Doc to administer all these years as well. Everybody's Haere Mai out there. We don't deny anybody. We made a submission to the Invercargill City Council a number of years ago about the walk track out there. And we made an agreement between the council and ourselves as the owner of that land, allowing everybody onto that land, and it's working well. There's been no trouble. No trouble. We welcome them on. So in respect of what's happened down the road and this plan and what's going on with Māui trying to be the authority over our land and this eradication and all this, we're asking for our land back. Because the DOC can't manage it. It's asking somebody else to come in and manage it. And they're going to come in and manage even down the road with a piece that we still have actually got. So what I want to do is then move on to the long-term plan, 2018. And I know it's not part of this, but I'm looking into it. And it's talking about returning the mana. And I'm asking, yes, I do support this plan, and I do support the returning of our mana. When I read into the paragraph beside it, it talks about the intention is to bring together the best ideas and combine them with a framework that will work for Southland. So let's all work together, please. Please, let's all work together. By Māui, down the end of that road. What I've taken out here is this plan. It's about our road and what it has to offer. This is why we want the land back. People are not appreciating it. Guides for amending and creating a new site lead program. We do have a program, but nobody's come and asked us. Ali, we came and seen you. We walked out of your office. Nobody told us about this. Nobody. And I turn over to page 14 and 15 in here, and I look through all of these people that you did the consultation with. Can you see us in there? The same songs coming out of Māui with us. But we're the major landholder there. Discussions took place with Rakiora Māori, everybody. We've been to Environment Southland a number of times. Nothing came back to us. No letters, no nothing. I found out from this from a phone call from my farm friend next door, Bill Smelly. He rang me up. And you know, I said to Bill, well, I just came out of Environment Southland and nobody said a word to me. So I apologise for my writing. We didn't have the time to just actually do it. Okay, so just going back to the letter I gave you. So we do have those aspirations on our land, the same as on Māui Land Care Group, and we do want the support from Environment Southland and Invercargill and the Crown. Guides for amending and creating a new site lead program. We do have a program. And we've taken it to Ali. And that's why we say that this plan is not right. These people don't have this. We'll go back to Rakiora. I had a lady talk about the Rakiora group. She talked about an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding. I think it's very important that this Environment Southland look at the MOUs of these trusts and who they actually say they actually represent. I think it's very important that we sign up to these MOUs and we know what part we play. Because this holds it together. That's how I opened up Fieldon. I did an MOU with all the parties. And we all knew what part we played. And that's how we achieved it. Fastest piece of legislation in Parliament ever. It had to go through Cabinet before it went before Parliament. So, the site has significant, and I'll talk about a Māori here in the site-led program. I've highlighted those three there. Significant Indigenous vegetation, significant habitats and Indigenous fauna, outstanding natural character, features and landscape. That's all us. That's all us. And you're all invited to it. You're all invited to it. And I invite you to come out and have a look up. From Environment South, to come and have a look. But I say that's all of us. But separate to this, we have a pristine fishery, inshore fishery. Nowhere else in New Zealand, I would say, is pristine than out there. There has been no commercial take of power along this coast. Last Sunday, there would have been two elderly ladies in their 50s or probably 60s. Walked out there on Sunday, and both came out with a bag of powers themselves without diving for them. They went up to their knees in the water and peeled them off the rocks. That's our fishery out there, and it's pristine. You can go into the shallows and look into the cracks in the rocks and see the small power going through those stages of sustainability for our future of our generations. That is pristine out there. So we've talked to our marae, and we're talking with Gail about the tai tai out there. I was instrumental within the kin industry of putting 14 matai tais around our Tiki Islands to protect a fishery out there. The same was signing with those habitat lines within Fiordland. They were crucial in maintaining that sustainability for the future. So yes, we have got these on the land, but we have also got it on the sea along our coastline. So there's more to this land than meets the eye. So then I'd like to now go back to, please, your South and Regional Pest Management Plan and the proposed Biosecurity Plan. And I'd like to address 2.3, the Regional Leadership. Environment Southern has elected to undertake leadership in the pest management by making the RPMP under this Act. Okay? Leadership. And I agree with you, it has to be done. It's got to be done. So then I'd like to go over to 2.6, the consultation overview. Environment Southern has undertaken extensive consultation. Sorry, it never happened with us. It just did not happen. No consultation took place at all. Targeted groups is what I read here. And those targeted groups are those trusts. Those trusts. I haven't seen an independent person here from a contracting outfit supporting this plan as an independent person, not involved in trust, involved in getting payments back in respect of what they do. And I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just saying as the song here yesterday, and I just had that feeling that everybody that was making submission in support of your plan had received funding back from here. All us making submissions today are the people that haven't had funding, and we're saying, this plan's not right. So, I just wonder. So then I'd like to go back to 2.5, please. Relationship with Māori. Because I am looking for a common good for all of us here, in this land out there on Māori. And I looked at the Biosecurity Plan, and I looked at the Southern Regional Plan, and I've looked at us as Māori and our relationship to it. This plan excludes Māori. It writes in there about the treaty and everything else, but where's the mahi? You're going to do it all for us and send us the bill. So I would like to make a suggestion here under 2.5. One specific purpose of an RPMP under the Act is to provide for the protection of the relationship between Māori and the ancestral lands, waters, sites, Waitapu and Tonga. And this is where I'd like to insert it, and not only in this plan, but in the other plan, the word Māori. And Māori to protect those aspects from the adverse effects of pests. And then I say, yes, this plan does include Māori. Not just at the consultation process, but in the mahi, in the work, on the land. Because we have aspirations the same as all these other contractors and everything else, that our children want work. why can't we be doing this eradication in our own reserves? Why does it have to be a trust getting it? We are a trust ourselves. So what I'm asking the Environment South and Police to take on the submission of the word Maori in here, and I believe this plan is workable. Because you know what, I'm in support of the plan in principle, and I'm not in support of it because the fact is there is no provision in here for us to actually do it ourselves. So please, please, can we look at this word Maori to go in insertion in here? And please, could we look at the relationship of Maori also in the biosecurity plan? Is that being also incorporated into this one? Because it gives us that opportunity. So I talked about opportunity. Plans here. The Maori land for 12 years, and I've been farming it for 5 years of it, and I'm a trustee of it. But we were never invited to be a member of the Maori land use group or walking track group. They came to us after and asked to access our land, and we've now stopped that. But what we've got before you there is a map of a Maori, okay? And what we came to see Ali about was, is we didn't believe that the Maori land care group and their plan was working on a one-off species eradication on a one-off basis. So like a sinking ship, pouring money into it, because I'm a fisherman, I know what it's like to pour money into a sinking ship. Okay? While we're going to eradicate one species, another one's multiplying. We're talking about total eradication and a plan out there that works for everybody and works for this. So we put a plan and we came in St. Ali and we've been to see Doc. Pest eradication fence from the Strait through to the Mokima. We are the landowners and we are talking with the other landowners and we do have their support. So between the landowner across the road, Peter and Melissa, and ourselves, we've come up with a plan. We put a predator-free fence out there that comes up through the Mokima, across the road and down, from Fox Strait up to Omawi Road and down into the Mokima. We're going to take this plan seriously and move ahead with the future. I believe that for a Maori out there, that is the solution. And I don't say that this fence is the solution to take people's cats off of mine. I'll leave that issue to be refused to work out. I'm not getting involved. But what we do see is a potential here to totally eradicate possums out there, totally eradicate rats, mice, and everything else here. Stoats, the lot. They're all there, feral cats. I'm there every day, we see it, don't we, Tony? We turned down a Maori road there about a month ago and here's a stoat running across the road with a lizard in his mouth. He turns around and looks at this and drops the lizard out of his mouth because he's too busy washing us from the car. We go the week later, he's 100 yards down the road running across the road. We go into our quarry out there and here they are in the quarry. Well, feral cats, people are dropping them out there for sure down Harper Road. We see them running into the bush. Okay? But, hey, and I'm going to give you our minutes and the personal to ourselves in respect to this. I've personally donated 5 acres to our trust to make sure that we are not alienated from our land and we have a fixed asset place to build from and move forward to the future. Sorry. These are our minutes for our previous meeting. It also talks about the Maori trustee and the problems that we've had and what we've got going in the future to resolve. Talking about that fence, we went at Parakunui and look, beautiful. I don't know if you've been out there and had a look at that. And that's where we adopted in our minutes, and that's why I surrendered the minutes here to use, let's say, in the only draft, that we did pass that resolution to adopt that in principle and try and get that funding from the DOC and everybody else and the support from the community We do have a good backup of people since we've been operating. We've got a number of businesses in the community that are supporting us, and there is a number of them. So I won't go through and read those minutes, but I'd like you to read those minutes if you've got the time later. As I say, it's absolutely shocking what went on out there and what we've been handed back. Our partnership is with the Crown in respect of the deed of sale, the original deed of sale here, and the land down the road, as I say, we maintain that dock block is ours, and they've been administering it on our behalf, and now it's come time that we have notified DOC, because they can't manage it, and with what's going on, we are going to apply to get that land back through the Mary Land Court. Okay? We are looking for a common good here, and there may be a common good for everybody out there, but whilst people are not talking to us, We've got to pull back. Yesterday, I go back to my work and I see on the computer I got an email from ANZ. They want to take a day out for the day and come out to Maui and plant trees and clean the beach. That's the type of support that we have got.
It's voluntary.
The whole bank shut down for the day. We've got businesses in town here. We've got stuff being donated to us. I personally myself have donated machinery, trucks, money over these last, especially 4 years, to get our land back and to maintain it. So, moving forward, please, could we please look at this plan? Can we please look at setting aside for Maui from the plan? Do we come back to a plan later date? And this is why I say I gave this here on guidelines for putting in a site lead plan. I'll put a plan before you. We've got so many things happening out there. I'm asking everybody to take a step back here on this. I'm not asking to put aside the whole plan. I'm asking you to put aside for Maui here for further consultation. I do support this plan in principle, and I will support this plan totally if the word Maori is introduced into this paragraph 2.5 and is also introduced into the proposed biosecurity plan. So I thank Environment Southland for this opportunity today, and I bring here for us Maori people. We're talking about birds here. Our feather is our most precious of all. This is from a Maui and it's from off our beach. I give it to Environment Southland to say that we're here at a Maui if you want to come out and have a look. We're here to work with this plan. We're here to work with the people of a Maui as a collective group. But it's not. And it's very unhealthy and it's affecting us on our land. It's affecting the way we live, it's affecting us in our marais, it's affecting us in our hapus, because down at this on Maui, there were three advisory trustees living in a Maui, and they are part of that group. So there's a conflict within ourselves, and we've had to address that by going to court and being made the trustees, so that there is a way forward for us out there in Maui, irrespective of what other people think. So thank you for this opportunity today.
Kia ora. Thank you for your very substantive submission. You've done a lot of homework and certainly appreciate the token of the gesture of offering the feather up. We appreciate the significance of that. Panel members, any questions? Starting with Muriel.
Kia ora, Alan. Kia ora, Tony. Aloha mai, I feel for your mum mai, and I understand it's very, very difficult when we have to cope with what's happened to our Māori lands, and understandably when it passes into Māori trustee hands, and yet the tangata whenua, the mana whenua of that land often just lose total control of it, and then others and communities start seeing it as either reserves or their land or no man's land, and you know, it's distressing to hear that you weren't aware of what was happening earlier on in consultation. And can hurt when you get a letter about some things, but not about others. So I just thank you both for coming and putting that to us so that we can understand as well that there's a breakdown, there has been breakdown in communication with a lot of you concerned, others within the area as well. And we'll certainly take on board everything that you've shared with us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kia ora, no questions, but thanks for illuminating the issue a little bit more.
Thank you. Robert.
Kia ora, korua. There's a lot there. It's complex. So can I just ask, in terms of your vision, just to see if I've got this straight, you're looking at something like the Orokonui project up near Dunedin, therefore here in the long term, and that involves a fence, and I think I've got it right that you're going to ring except to the coast right around, and that you would like to be regarded separately from the proposal that's been put forward, and you don't want any involvement from the existing land care group that's there in terms of access to your land and working on your land. Am I reasonably straight so far?
Correct. We actually would like to see the disbanding of the Māori Land Care Group, and we'd like to see it reset up again democratically.
Okay.
We do not support the Māori Land Care Group involved in pest eradication out there as it stands.
Okay.
We have removed them from our property. We did give them permission to come on, and when they were not transparent to us, but we found out they got the funding for down the road without asking us. Because we know that we are the owner of that land, and we're transparent to us.
Okay, yeah, I get that. And so, that's good. So just looking at the map there, with the road coming in and turning at the quarry there, the quarry's on your land, is that so?
No, the quarry is on Balance's land.
Okay,
that's fine. But we have that land.
Yeah.
As I say, we do have the support of Balance and the joining businesses, okay. Crooks and
yeah.
All of them, they are very, very good people.
So I'm guessing along that northern area is where the urupā is that what you said earlier?
No, our urupā is right down in the community of Māui.
Oh, I
see. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The reserve was extended to add in that piece at the far end.
Okay, so what I'm wondering is, in terms of the aspirations, whatever they might turn out to be and whatever the program might resolve itself in, if a program goes ahead of pest eradication here, do you think, with the work that you may or may not be planning to do on your, you know, there, how do you think that might affect other programs? I mean, talking about a separation and a different management, do you think that might threaten the progress made in the other areas? Or are you thinking to keep up somehow so that one side isn't reinvesting the other constantly?
Okay, I'm just confused about your progress. What would be the progress you're talking about?
If a big project of pest management was undertaken by outside of your property,
I would like to see it all done as one under an MOU, as I explained. So everybody knew who was on the land. Who was doing it, who it was done by. But at the moment, we've got one trust that is not supported by the majority of the community, overriding everybody, overriding our property rights, and this plan is going to enforce and allow them on our land. That's what we're here today. We're saying the insertion of Māori here gives us the ability to do it if we want to do it, but it also gives us the ability to negotiate in a group of people. And that's what we're saying to the people that are Māui. Let's look for a common good here, please. Let's take a step back, everybody. Let's get down to their hall, down at the YHA down there, and get everybody into a building down there. The farm owners, us, the people of Māui, let's come out with something.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yes, let's look for a common good here, okay? Because Bill sat here and just said that his farm's not accessible to anybody. Look how much land he owns, and if ours is not, what land are they actually going to eradicate? because this plan up here is not correct. They are not involved in all those shaded areas. A lot of them don't want, if you took away the shaded areas that we did, there's only a tiny little piece that our Maori land here has got any support from, is the local council. And we haven't spoken to the council on this issue yet. So we're asking that, if you are to prepare to, I'm sorry, we're stuck with you, the word Maori in here, we will support that plan outside of the Maui for all Maori to ensure Island. And then within this area, for our Maui, once we can get a consensus here, between ourselves and our Maui and Environment South, and then move forward the plan for all Maui, please. I think that is the way to move forward here. And we need to do it with an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, please.
Right.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Alan and Tony, you said you didn't have a lot, but you actually give us a lot of food for thought, and I appreciate and I thank you for that. But you have some good thoughts, and we'll take them on board. Thank you.
Okay. Can I ask you one question? Have you taken on board the word Maori in respect to that paragraph? Because nobody's asked me a question about it. Do you actually understand the principle of adding the word Maori in there to us? The significance to us?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you both, Alan and Tony. Appreciate your extensive research and presentation for your submission.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. I will conclude the hearings on the regional pest plan now. And just to elaborate the process, the panel will consider all the submissions we've received. There's probably a number of questions that we want to pose to staff to respond to those questions initially. And we'll get that in a minute to the staff so that they're given time to respond prior to our sitting deliberations, which will be, it's scheduled for around the 20th of March. We will deliberate and then we'll be recommending a report to council on the adoption of the plan or any modifications to it and so on. So thank you all for your interest and involvement and engagement in the process. I think it's certainly shows, from my perspective, a healthy understanding and recognition of the significance of biosecurity within Environment Southland. So I think hopefully you will be both encouraged and supportive of the plan as it's recommended to council. There is a opportunity for anyone to appeal any parts of the plan through to the Environment Court, and of course then the Environment Court will convene a hearing to consider any of those points that you may not be comfortable with or wish to appeal. So with that, I think around 4:15 or 4:13, whatever it is, I will conclude the hearing process of this plan. Thank you.